This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't know. We talk about this as much as anybody, and it's just horrendous what is going on with young kids in the metro area, in particular Minneapolis. Talked about it a lot last week throughout the show, throughout multiple shows, about the 10-year-old kid. We talked about it when the 11, 12-year-olds were stealing the car and got shot. And now you wake up, Dave, and you get the news that half dozen children arrested after chasing a crash. All 14 or younger. 11, 12, 13. 14, 14, 12. The 12-year-old, multiple prior contacts. Right? It just doesn't stop. Last week, O'Hara's using the term unfathomable. Then you have the comments last week from Moriarty, where she emphasizes, listen, unless they have the legal, they have the mental understanding, the wherewithal to understand their crimes, they can't be charged. Age and those suffering mental health challenges. Mental health might be a part of what these kids may not be. Might just be evil. We can have the parenting conversation. We've had it all many times before. But what do we have as the option as soon as possible? Because news team using Kevin Burke as a soundbite, Kevin Burke is a fixture on this show. We have to have something, Dave Harrigan. Have to. Where these kids who are habitual in this aren't just let go because of their age. And O'Hara, last week we talked about it. Well, the new state law kicking in next year, 13 and younger, you automatically have to let them go. You can't keep them and determine what charges, explore anything else. Boom, they have to be let go. And, I mean, the chase details, we've seen it all before. This is an enormous issue with our society right now, and it's a small part of our society. But the impact, they're punching well above their weight in criminality because they're putting people's lives at risk like that 10-year-old did, like these six kids did. And you can't send kids 11 years old to Stillwater. But for those who keep doing this over and over again, and there are times when the parents are awful, and if you want to look at charging parents, if it applies in that case, both of us said, well, listen. But like the 10-year-old case, Brian O'Hara said this parent is doing, or the I think it was parents, if I remember right?
I think they. I believe so.
Saying, Brian O'Hara believes they're good parents, and they're doing as much as they can. And it's easy sometimes to say, well, if it was my kid, it wouldn't happen. You don't know that. And some parents are derelict in their responsibility, no doubt about it. But this cannot continue to happen without an option where to send these kids. And every kid deserves his or her right to have some sort of representation. I'm not saying every 11-year-old is treated the same as a 45-year-old. But if these individuals are in and out, in and out, in and out, and we're just letting them go, then our system is broken in this area, right?
Yes. Clearly things have changed in the city. We've heard it from O'Hara. We've heard it from Fry. is the amount of youth, of shockingly young youth, that are doing these types of crimes. And maybe 10, 20 years ago, a law where you said, you know, anyone under 13, they get out right away. Maybe that would have been okay. But it certainly feels like we've turned a corner. And if you ask Brian O'Hara, we definitely have turned a corner.
So you want to react to that? You can, because I want to get to two matters here, both legal. 651-461-9226. How about Garth Brooks? Garth Brooks, we had this case rumored out there for a little bit of somebody out of Tennessee of celebrity nature involved in accusations of assault, harassment, and rape. And then finally, in court documents, Garth Brooks himself is named. Woman listed as Jane Roe. And Garth Brooks, who has adamantly denied this, says he is a victim of a shakedown, is saying in court papers that this has been going on for months with threats of going public unless you pay me millions of dollars. Garth Brooks today named her in a court filing. And more often than not, Jane Doe, Jane Roe, whatever it might be, is not named. Media. Goes very far in a lot of aspects of charges and ages before they name someone, in particular in sexual assault cases. Garth Brooks' attorneys, with some level of involvement from Garth Brooks, if your attorney does it, you're signing off in some way, names the female. The response, clearly he wants to be compensated. He's saying she was shaking him down. She's saying she wants him to face the law for the awful acts she is contending he committed. He's naming her compensatory damages, accuses the individual intentional infliction of emotional distress, defamation, and false light invasion of privacy, basically saying my life will never be the same because of that. Then the comeback from the woman's side is Garth Brooks just revealed his true self out of spite and to punish. He publicly named a rape victim. With no legal justification, Brooks outed her because he thinks the laws don't apply to him. On behalf of our client, we will be moving for maximum sanctions against him immediately. More often than, how do I want to say this? I think more often than not, when a woman is claiming assault, she proves out to be correct. Do I have the data right here in front of me? I don't. However, there are cases when it is a shakedown. When it is, you have wealth, you have power, you have name, and I'm going after you, and guess what? You didn't give me the money, so I'm going to say all these things. I have no idea what happened in this case. I am not saying she's right or he's right because I don't know. Is he, in your opinion, Dave Harrigan, automatically wrong in naming her as he goes after her for damages that have been inflicted upon him? Because let's be honest, the last 5-6 days, if you're paying attention to legal pop culture news or just legal news and who cares is pop culture, Garth Brooks and these allegations have been out there. And when you're someone of his stature, I mean, he just was, like, wasn't it a week ago yesterday?
Last week, yep.
On Jimmy Carter's birthday, with all the Habitat for Humanity, he was here. images and how people perceive them can be a part of how much money they make. And sometimes they turn out to be total frauds and rapists and con men. Other times somebody is shaking them down. Is he automatically wrong for naming her?
Automatically, no. But he better be right. He better be telling the truth.
She better be telling the truth also, right?
Yes. And that's why
because
he would
public,
name her.
The public figure does accept that part of the story.
Yes.
They get plenty of benefits from being a public figure, including financially and access to lawyers that maybe somebody else doesn't. But for a lot of people, even if it's proved erroneous, false charges, that stays with them for a long time.
Yes.
Forever for some.
For him to name her, he better be 100% clean. And I mean, if he even harassed her a couple times, you know, far from rape, far from assault, but there was a, you know, a case of sexual harassment, which she, you know, took offense to, obviously. then you're in big trouble, Garth. Then you don't name somebody, even if it's something smaller than what she's alleging.
Well, and you have to prove it, what you're saying also,
mm-hmm.
because he may feel like that. People around him may feel that, but it's one thing then to prove it in court. So let's pause here, give you a chance to chime in. Jason will join us too. Other thoughts on just the continued story. And it's not, we're not dealing with thousands and thousands in Minneapolis. We're dealing with a smaller group who keeps doing this over and over and over again. What are we doing? How do we not have a better system? And when someone who is a public figure is named, and it's an anonymous person who normally courts and the public don't name, is he automatically out of line for naming her the way he did? What do you want to say? 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Here he is, Mr. Lisbon. He's back. He flew back and, man, his arms are tired.
Woo!
That's the comedy I'm bringing here. Glad to have you back.
Bom dia.
Si.
Obrigado.
You will have all sorts of Lisbon, yes. Portugal details. Okay. Let's start with the Garth Brooks one. Because it's a complicated one.
It is complicated.
Okay. You know the case. I'll just lay it again quickly. People are tuning in. Garth Brooks was named by a makeup artist who was around him and Trisha. Sexual assault, harassment, and rape. She was not named in the filing. His initial filing didn't name her. Second one, he named her. He said, this has been a shakedown, looking for millions of dollars, how it's affected him, and he wants compensatory damage. The story seems to be today, whoa, instead of just calling her Jane Doe,
right,
or Jane Roe, he named her. What do we think about that?
I don't know. I think if you file a lawsuit and go after anyone, not just a famous person like Garth Brooks, part of the deal is that your complaints get to be heard in the public. And I think
that our courts are public.
That's what it is. And so You know, I don't think just because he named her doesn't mean the media has to name her. I think that's a different.
I haven't seen it yet from the media.
Right.
Have you?
No.
Yeah. I'm inclined.
But I don't. It's the courts. I think it's fine.
They
named him.
We all agree on this. It's a simple one, but we don't want it to have a chilling effect on women to step forward.
For sure.
But if you are in the position and you are falsely charged, if it is false charges and we have no idea, and you just have to take that, then later you're exonerated, but maybe it takes 6 months, a year, 2 years.
The stain is always there.
It's there forever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think our interest in this or empathy in this is with someone who is victimized, right? Oh,
if it's the accusation are true, it's not even close.
So being victimized, way worse than being falsely accused. That said, like being falsely accused is awful. And you're kidding yourself if you don't think that celebrities and athletes and people of means don't get falsely accused in shakedowns. That said, sometimes it turns out it's P. Diddy.
As disgusting as it gets.
Right. Where you're like, oh my gosh, the talk about him didn't even scratch the surface of how awful he was. If this turns out to be true.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's hard to know what to do with.
Yeah. When are we getting out? 35?
50.
50. How about, here we go again. Six more kids. 11 to 14. Yeah. Car chases, charges, habitual. What a failed system we have right now.
The system's failed. The parenting has failed.
Although in some cases, like the case when you were out of town on the 10-year-old, I'm sure you paid attention. In that case, Brown O'Hara said these parents are doing a good job.
We're doing their best.
Yeah.
It's still a failure.
You
can do your best as a parent and still fail, and that's what's happening.
Yep. Jason's back. He's going to take you home. 3 to 6, he's giving out $10 million per hour. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.